Coming to you live from the second bedroom of Shane's apartment. This is the Shane and Scuba Steve podcast.
It sounds like butter personified. Ooh.
But that's what you want to go with. You want people to think of you as butter personified.
Exactly. That's what I want for people.
That's like a early 2000s Nickelodeon take. That's like a Drake and Josh. Josh is standing there in the movie theater going, I want people to think of me as personified butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And Drake's like, are there any 12-year-olds here? Hey.
It's so fucked up.
Hey, I'm the voice of Spider-Man. Now it's ruined. He does...
Which one? There's too many of these things now.
It might just be called like Marvel's Spider-Man, but it's him in high school.
Okay.
And like he has his own mini version of the Avengers, which has like an Iron Fist, Power Man, White Tiger, and Nova. And like he's a couple years more experienced for superheroes. So they come in like S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, we want you to kind of lead them and be the new team. But they're all high school kids and it's whatever. But I mean, of course, I'm not a fan of, and we'll talk about it with the trailer, one of them, how I don't like it when they're like, we're gonna make this person young for the story. It's like, why? That's not, the story isn't about when they're young, the story's about when they're
they don't
adult.
Need to be likable as a youth.
Yeah, so that's why. But yeah, Drake Bell is the voice of a Spider-Man, but luckily I'm glad it's also over, because like I didn't really like, there was some like kind of cool things they would do and like address, but at the same time I'm just like, they're spectacular. Spider-Man is a much better animated Spider-Man show.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of animated Spider-Mans. And I don't think we need more.
Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite?
I gotta be honest, I didn't watch enough animated Spider-Man.
Spider-Man and Friends with Iceman and Firestar?
Didn't see it.
Oh, it's an old one from the 60s. It's really good. They're like roommates.
That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, no, like seriously, it's like they're just all roommates. It's like, it's pretty much Three's Company, but Spider-Man and his friends.
I gotta be honest, the idea of roommates in the 60s is baffling to me. And I just want, just from like a societal at that point, not like college roommates, but like, do you think people graduated college like, hey, you want to move to the big city with me? Because I feel like that didn't happen in the 60s. I don't think it existed.
No. And also they had a massive floor plan, like 4-bedroom apartment, which probably cost them like $60 a month. That also the apartment they had like retrofitted to like, oh, we're getting an alert about a crime. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And all the walls and bookcases flipped to be computer stuff. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of infrastructure you had to like affect to like. I'm shocked no one else in the apartment building is like, hey, landlord.
What is going on with the power surge?
They've been doing crazy construction next. You don't know about the construction. Yeah, you should go check in on that Parker kid and his two friends who we have never met.
His
prior
quote unquote roommates. Yeah. Who, bizarre term for us.
Yeah. So.
I did not watch it, though.
You're missing out. And there's that one. And then there's the main 90s animated Spider-Man one.
I feel like I might have saw that.
You should have. You had to have seen that one. That's like the classic.
Was it on UPN 38?
At one point, more than likely, it was probably on UPN.
What about the WB?
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't, because that's
not on WB 56.
No, because it wasn't the same parent company. Warner Brothers didn't own the rights to animated Spider-Man.
Oh, what did they own the rights to at that time?
Batman and
Superman. You're right. That makes sense.
And Teen Titans. Actually, Teen Titans was the early 2000s. They were past
Cartoon
the
Network.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fun fact about that animated Spider-Man show: he only punches like 4 people the entire show because of like licensing and like issues of, like, yeah, like you can't have like the superhero fight people, so it's a lot of like web strikes and like hitting them with boxes and like people just falling over, because it's like
that's kind of how you play the games, though. It's just like whip boxes at people.
Yeah, but you actually punch people, like you
that's true.
Yeah,
that's also, but like that's, you kind of look at that, but like then you look at the Arkham games with Batman and DC and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Batman doesn't kill people.
No,
that's the thing. You just get the, you
knock them out.
Folks at home doing air quotes. You knock them out, and then there's bats. And to me, honestly, I gotta say, like, the bats is the soul leaving the body. They're dead. They're 100% dead. There's no way around it.
No, if you use the detective mode, you can see it says they're unconscious and they have a heartbeat still.
Okay. Sure.
You can't lie on that. That thing doesn't lie. It shows you.
Oh, yeah. Detective mode doesn't lie?
It doesn't. Because if you play Arkham City, when you see the healed Joker, that's just Clayface in disguise, and he doesn't have bones, and it shows that in detective mode.
So wouldn't we have already solved the game?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you don't notice it when you're first playing, because you don't know that twist. Spoiler for people who haven't played it, but like that's the fun thing when you play it again, is like, wait, let me check this detective mode. Boom, he doesn't have a skeleton. He's just a form, and you know, oh, that's Clayface.
But Bruce Wayne wouldn't have figured this out. That's the thing.
Well, of course, yeah, Bruce Wayne would have figured it out.
But see, then the game, it wouldn't have been a game.
Yeah, but they also expect you not to fight people in detective mode, because it's like a very
set. Oh, dude, I used to fight the shit out of people in detective mode. That was so easy. Yeah, that game is dark. I don't do well with dark video games.
You mean dark like color grading?
I mean dark like the rooms were dark.
Yeah.
But like the it's well, I think it was also an emotionally dark game. Don't get me wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's visually dark. It's dimly lit as an entire video game.
Neo-Gothic is how Batman's aesthetic is supposed to be described.
Neo-Gothic?
Neo-Gothic.
Okay. I prefer mid-century modern Batman.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
A lot of bright lights, a lot of natural light, a lot of curved wood.
I like Batman working in a chemical factory with sanitation areas everywhere. My Batman is an inverse of who he is. My Batman's a white lantern, and he's in a bright white costume.
I mean, you recently watched Talladega Nights. No, you watched Blades of Glory. Fuck.
Oh, we're going to talk about Talladega Nights. They're both just sitting in my brain at all times.
They think about the different types of
Jesus.
The Jesus.
I like to picture Jesus as like a guy on the front row of a concert wearing like a tuxedo shirt. Like, hey, I'm here to party, but like, I'm only here to like look nice.
Dear 9-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus.
Almost
lying there in the
Swiss
manger.
Looking Jesus.
See, that's what we're going. This is what our Batmans look like. It's just basically that same.
I like to imagine Jesus as like a homeless guy coming up to me, and I'm about to like pop him, and I'm like, hold up, I'm feeling something about this guy, and it's Jesus. Oh, and it's Jesus. Yeah, it's Jesus.
It all comes out in the wash.
Hey, how do you control the volume of the radio when you're watching TV? Why would you want to watch TV and listen to the radio? I like the party. All right.
Yo, I do that though. This
That's
is a bad
crazy.
Idea. Oh yeah, I usually keep like a Bluetooth speaker going with like a podcast or music going, and then I play video games.
Can't do that. That's
really
can't do that. I have to just pick one.
See, I can't.
Yeah,
indecisive. Mm-hmm. So when I was a kid, you'd take like remember you had the red, the yellow, and the white plugs.
Yep.
Take the yellow and the red one out. You get to plug in like mm-hmm. a phone adapter, listen to music, videos of the game.
Yep. Nope, never did easy. That. Nope, yeah. Never did it.
Get your own soundtrack.
No, I never did that.
That might also be why I skip cutscenes now.
Yeah.
It all comes out. It all comes out again.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Welcome back to the Shane Scuba Steve Show. Mm-hmm. We have a jam-packed episode for you today.
Mm-hmm.
We're in person. We're recording in the apartment, mm-hmm. in the studio apartment, in the apartment studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have two trailers of the week this week.
Dose. Let's do the doc first.
The doc?
Yeah, let's do the documentary.
Great. So we did 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I bought Shane a submarine to do this, mm-hmm. so it's going to be a live documentary.
Mm-hmm. James Cameron's there.
We're selling tickets for $10,000 a seat,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see how it goes.
Yep. It's one seat.
Oh, just one seat?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yep. We want to be intimate with our fan.
But James Cameron will be there, too, or is he going to be topside with me?
That's the other. He gets one seat.
Okay.
You get the other seat. Not
oh, shit,
you.
I'm coming.
No, like you,
the audience,
but we'll also be there.
Okay, so it's a four-person submarine with one for a TV camera.
No. We'll have like a GoPro in there, but like the fourth seat is for an audience member.
It's for an audience, not a metaphorical audience.
No.
Audience member.
We will bring someone who listens, and they will be the fourth.
This works.
And they'll sit next to James, because I don't want to sit next to the guy.
So he'll be the buffer.
No, because it'll be like you and me up front and James and that guy in the back.
I did not know this was a 2+2 submarine.
Yeah,
I'm more familiar with like the ones that you sit in front of a bubble.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. But this is the one that I booked for us.
That's fine.
Yeah. And that person can listen to James and be like, so in Avatar 3, Jake Sully comes, he grows wings and he has to have an avatar for his human form now.
I kind of feel like at this point, you got to start with new characters, right? What's he gonna? So it's been over 10 years, right?
It's been just about 10 years for us.
So how long will it have been for Jake Sully in his body?
Well, he's not in it. At the end of the movie. He gets transferred permanently in his blue avatar form.
That's what I'm saying. How long has it been for that avatar?
Well, they can make it. Well, here's the thing. I remember this was like probably 3 or 4 years ago now, but like
it been days?
Well, I was gonna say they posted like a picture and it was like cast. Like here's the cast of the new Avatar movie, and it was a lot of kids.
Okay,
so I'm thinking it's gonna be like a couple years removed.
Oh, and he's got kids now is what you're saying.
Maybe not even just his kids, but they're just gonna like follow a new. It honestly doesn't matter because I have really zero interest in more Avatar movies.
Do you want to see it in IMAX with me?
Well, more than likely if I do see it, it will be in IMAX because like I know James Cameron's like, you should see it in 3D IMAX 4D audio control sensory deprivation rooms.
You need to float in an Epsom salt bath and watch this movie with surround sound headphones.
Yeah, but I have like no real, like, I don't know what would have to be in the trailer for me to be like, let's go back to Pandora.
Like, do you think Jake's immediately bombing Pandora in the trailer?
Why would he be bombing Pandora?
I'm just saying. What if he's disillusioned with the idea of Pandora and just...
Honestly, no. Like,
okay.
I really don't...
What about world building, Shane? What about all the world building they could do?
It's been so long since the last one that, like... And also, Avatar itself doesn't even have, like... Other than it being the highest grossing movie of all time because it beat out Endgame because it had to be re-released for, like, half of a weekend...
Well, of course, because James Cameron's petty like that.
Well, it wasn't him that released it. Because fun fact, Disney also owns the rights to
Avatar. Oh, because there's a Pandora spot at Disney World.
Exactly. And it only needed to make like $20,000 to like beat out Endgame. But like, Avatar doesn't have like any lasting impact on culture. It had the effect of bringing like 3D in like, a new form of it to movies, which... has also kind of died down. You don't see too many 3D movies.
No 3D movies, no 3D TVs. Nothing.
Exactly. But like, people aren't talking, like, people aren't like, oh, and just the ending of Avatar. Oh my God, it's so like, it's so good. You're still talking about the ending of Avengers, which came out like 10 years ago. You're still talking about the ending of The Dark Knight with, I know I'm just pulling out two superhero movies, but that's just prevalent in my brain.
Two like seminal superhero movies.
Yeah. And like how they've affected culture. Like, Avatar's effect on culture is that like, it just, it's there. It's just like, oh yeah, an Avatar happened.
Do you not think that's a stunning critique of corporate interest and resource gathering against the necessary needs of conservation and protecting the planet?
Little bit, but I mean, there's so many other movies.
Do you hate the planet, Shane?
Oh, I do hate the planet.
That's good to know.
Yeah, but I mean, there's also so many other movies that this is very, that Avatar was so similar to that it's like,
it's
this
true.
Is just Dances with Wolves. This is just Pocahontas. This is just any.
Say it. Yeah. You know what it is. Say it.
What's the last one?
You're missing one.
What am I missing? Beauty
Atlantis.
And the Beast?
Oh,
it's not like Atlantis.
Oh, it's like Atlantis.
Not like a little.
Bullshit, it's not like Atlantis.
A little bit, but not a lot of it.
I'm throwing my hands in the air. What do you mean it's not like Atlantis? This is the exact same plot as Atlantis. Fucking humans go.
Uh-huh.
There's a power source.
Uh-huh.
They want the power source.
Uh-huh.
And in Avatar, it's the fucking tree.
Uh-huh.
In Atlantis, well, it's the goddamn stones. It's not
the
stones.
Tree. It's the unobtainium that's under the tree.
Yeah, same shit.
No, you said it's the tree. They don't want the tree. They want the unobtainium under the tree.
And there's a village elder,
uh-huh.
and they get killed.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another... There's typically,
mm-hmm.
in these cases, there's been a female character uh-huh. that is of the native situation,
uh-huh.
and a white man shows up mm-hmm. and becomes the simp, like, and decides to realize mm-hmm. that his side's the wrong side
mm-hmm.
and join the correct side in the mm-hmm. discussion and the debate.
Mm.
How is it not like Avatar?
Michael J. Fox is in an Avatar.
You're not wrong.
Also, Milo doesn't become the leader at the end. It's still Kira. Is her name Kira?
Kira.
No, it's not, I know it's not Korra because she has a very long name, and then he like cuts it down. It might be Kira, but she's the leader at the end. Milo doesn't become the leader. He's her little. Not they don't even say that they're like a couple because I don't think we actually see them kiss in the entire movie. They hug at the end.
They're friends.
Yeah, they're definitely together, but they're never. But like, he's her concubine.
Great.
And yes, this is my surface dweller who I don't think
Disney does a concubine.
Well, they're not gonna say it out loud.
You know how hard it is to hit to Atlantis in the movie just by searching the word Atlantis.
Yeah, because you got to go through Stargate Atlantis. You got to go through Atlantis.
It brings you to like real Atlantis, which is like the hard part.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you
know, I found Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. Aquaman's Atlantis, exactly.
All right, now I'm an image. Sorry, this is taking so mm-hmm. long. Hey, but I can't believe you did not suggest this originally.
What, that Atlantis and Avatar are similar?
Yeah.
Because they're not.
They are.
No, they're not. They're very different. There's whole... Jake only goes because his twin brother dies. That's it. Milo doesn't go because anyone dies. He goes because he's always wanted to go.
It was Kida.
Kida, yeah. Kida, yeah.
And according to Wikipedia, she is Milo's love interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't say they're together. I believe in the sequel to Atlantis, Atlantis 2, straight to DVD. That's the subtitle for the movie is Atlantis 2, straight to DVD.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
I haven't seen it either, but they're definitely together. That,
do you think that one's on...
Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. What I remember is like something happens on the surface of the people, so the crew who like left... has to go back to Atlantis because they're just like, hey, Milo, like, there's some weird stuff going on. And then he's like, but I'm so happy here. And then Kida's just like, let's go. And then they have some weird, like, fish dog creature because, of course, they're like, there's gotta be like we need some, like, pet animal thing. And it's goofy, but it helps at times. But anyway, our first trailer of the week is a documentary on Amazon Prime called
A man named Scott.
Yes, and it's all about Kid Cudi.
It is.
Whose real name is not Kid Cudi. No. That's a nickname. His real name is Child Cudi.
It's not Child Cudi either.
We'll see. Prove me wrong.
It's Scott Miss Cutie.
Prove me wrong. I want legal documentation that proves that his name is not Child Cudi.
Unfortunately, him and I are not dear friends yet.
You don't need to be friends with him. You just need to know someone that
works. Can I get your ID, please?
Hey, no, you just need to know someone within, like, you know, the government to pull up some paperwork for you.
That seems actually harder than becoming friends with Kid Cudi.
I mean, it's pretty easy to make friends. That's something more.
That's why I'm saying it's easier to become friends with Kid Cudi than get a look at his license first.
I don't know.
Can I go to the IRS?
His license could say.
It's Scott Miss Cutie.
No, it might still say Kid Cudi.
That's like Kanye just changed his name to Ye.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say,
more, you know.
When Robert Downey Jr. got like his driver's license, like he didn't like book out the DMV, but like
people do that?
No, but they gave him like he definitely had like more time and space to like do it, because like there's a photo of him getting his ID photo taken.
Yep.
But there's like no one like in the background. Like,
okay.
Of course, like they have that panel, but it's like there's no one around. Like you would see other people.
There's no one crowding him.
Yeah. Or like even anyone just waiting in the back. Like, oh, I'm number G982. We're at right now G51. So that's fun.
Yep.
Yeah. DMV is always worse. But a documentary.
Did
about
you
Kid
have
Cudi.
To go to the DMV recently?
No, I did it online.
Good. Good, good, good.
But it was a hassle online because, like, I live in Rhode Island and needed a new ID, but my old one was Mass, but I couldn't get a new Rhode Island ID without renewing my Massachusetts ID, but I also couldn't renew my address while going through Massachusetts, because whenever I put down a Rhode Island address, it goes, no, no, you can't know.
You need a Massachusetts address.
Yeah, so I'm getting a new Mass, and then I'm going to transfer from there, so it's a whole...
It's a multi-step process.
Yeah, exactly, but Kid Cudi's documentary on Amazon Prime.
It looks very good. It's going to chronicle, essentially after his 2009 release of Man on the Moon, mm-hmm. the end of the day.
And night.
I guess it eventually goes to day and night.
Day and night.
And it'll go up through... Through present day, it looks like Kid Cudi struggled with mental health throughout his professional and I think personal like career and life. So
only professional. His personal life, no mental health.
Well,
problems.
I think the trailer does intimate to us that after commercial success, that you know all those things tend to follow with the other things. So it looks really good to hear from another person, I think, and just like kind of have that published. He's been pretty public, simultaneously very private and public at different times about his struggles with mental health. I think it's really interesting.
And his pursuit of happiness.
That's not a good noise. I'm not going to do it again, but that was fun. That was me banging on the table, everybody, because I couldn't do a beat because the sound distracted me. He's got it.
That's how you do it.
And it also, there's a lot of like anecdotes in there from fans of different supporters, and it like just a lot of solid discussion about Kid Cudi's music, about his impact on culture, about his impact on a lot of people and his fans. It looks really good. I last summer Travis Scott's documentary came out on Netflix, and this feels like very similar vibes to it. Travis Scott's documentary I don't think covers like the mental health angle very much at all, but it did cover
his McDonald's meal.
Did you get the chicken nugget pillow? No. See? And it did cover like his impact on culture and his fans and what his fans think of him. And I think it's super interesting to hear like from modern artists and take a look at kind of life beyond like what music and the other stuff.
Here's something that is kind of a sad thing.
Yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago. Madonna was on Jimmy Fallon and she announced that she's working on a movie about her own life.
Okay.
How does that make you feel when like a currently living artist is personally working on a movie for themselves?
You see, it depends. Movie, I think, is a lot different than a documentary. Movie to me feels like a vanity project. You haven't watched the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, but there's a part that ties closely to this discussion.
Is it how John Hamm is doing a role that's based off of Larry?
No.
Okay, I didn't know. I was like,
John Hamm's in that scene, but it's not about the role.
Got it. Okay.
And so, I think it's a very vain thing to be like, I'm gonna have a movie directed about my life, and I'm gonna be associated with the movie. Like it's not like it's someone else's passion project where they're like, hey Madonna, can we just like use your likeness? It's gonna be about you. This is like I'm directly involved in a movie about a younger version of me, and I feel you get you can curate in the best parts of yourself for the movie.
And this is when I was amazing, and then the next scene is when I was amazing, and then in this very quick scene we'll have that I'm not really amazing, but I am. I'm amazing, and how I'm so humble about not being amazing. And then a musical number.
Exactly. And I don't understand how you can like comfortably comfortably do that for your fan, like yourself and your fans. I feel like it's weird. And definitely think it's like inverse Oscar bait. People are gonna be like, why?
Who do you think should play Madonna?
Lady Gaga.
I feel like she probably wouldn't want to, though. I feel like Lady Gaga's at a point where she's like, I'm not playing any single
Adele.
No, Lady Gaga will play Adele. That you got it there. Perfect.
Done. I mean, Lady Gaga has played a few folks. She's in the new Gucci movie.
True. But I meant, I don't think she'd play any other, like, vocalist.
Okay.
Because I think...
Yeah, that's true. It might be kind of hard. And that's, like, a little weird. Like, why would I sing your songs?
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, I don't think Madonna is, like... She's a big Madonna fan to the point that she'd be like, oh my God, like I wanna play you Madonna in this movie.
Who played Amy Winehouse in that movie?
There was an Amy Winehouse movie? I don't even remember there being an Amy Winehouse movie.
I thought there was an Amy Winehouse movie.
There's definitely a documentary, I know that for sure. That's about like leading up to her death.
There's a movie coming out in 2021 called Reclaiming Amy.
Okay. Then it's she's being played by...
This might have been a documentary.
Cedric the Entertainer. He is playing Amy Winehouse.
He's dead.
Cedric the Entertainer is not dead. He is not dead. There's no way he's dead because he like just hosted the Emmys. There's no way he's dead.
You're right. He's not dead.
Who are you thinking of?
Nah.
Are you thinking of Abe Bogota from
The Godfather? No, I was thinking of Bernie Mac.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, crossed up on that one.
Wow.
Not very impressive. Anyway, back to Kid Cudi. This documentary looks great. It comes out in about a week, November 5th. So
that's when Eternals come out.
Yeah, well, they're going to beat each other up at the virtual box office.
Oh, my God. Which one am I going to see? I can only see one.
You can only see one?
I can only see one. Which one am I going to see?
Who put this rule on you?
Me. I can only see one movie a day.
A day?
Yeah.
This is a documentary. It doesn't count as a movie.
So when it gets nominated for an Oscar...
As best documentary.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's still fucking film.
No, it's not.
It's a film. It's a film. I'll tell you it's not a movie, but it's a film.
Okay. I'm hesitant to give this a rating on our typical scale because I feel biased that I'm very excited for it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm excited for all the things we watch,
uh-huh.
but I'm incredibly excited about this. So I'm not going to give it a rating. Do you want to give it a documentary, a preemptive rating?
See, I don't want to do it either because I'm biased as well. I'm a big Mac Miller fan and I hate Kid Cudi because I'm such a big Mac Miller fan that I feel like I can't.
Wait, what? They didn't have beef.
Not that you knew of.
But Mac Miller's drug dealer who sold him the bad pills, I think took a plea agreement. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
Yeah, no. I'll preemptively give the Kid Cudi documentary on Amazon Prime known as My Name is Scott.
The man named Scott.
The man named Scott.
A man named Scott.
A man named Scott. Formerly known as Child Cuddy. I will be giving it a 712 out of 1,000. Crush it up. Take a hit. Roll it up. Make it bit. Day and night.
Okay. All right. That's our first trailer of the week this week.
Mm-hmm.
Our second trailer of the week this week is Uncharted.
Yes.
The film.
Yes. Though that's not its subtitle. It's not called Uncharted the Film.
Okay, some people like to rant on parades.
No, I'm just making sure our audience know, like, in case they're looking up, like, oh, I didn't see tickets for Uncharted the Film. Is that not available? And then, you know, the 18-year-old working behind the counter is just like, what?
Uncharted.
But yes, an Uncharted movie based off the video game series starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg.
Before we get into it, do you want to speak on the Mark Wahlberg Sully?
Well, okay, yeah. So like the biggest thing immediately prevalent in this is so Sully in the games is a an older man. We in the first game when we meet him, I want to say he's in his late 50s, early 60s, easily. Yep. But he wears like bowling shirts / wine shirts, and he's got a mustache. And the thing is, it's a very simplified way of saying it, but really, Sully is his mustache. Like it's kind of like you're just breaking a character. But he is his mustache. Mark Wahlberg does not have a mustache in this entire trailer. There's one photo of him behind the scenes having a mustache in the makeup trailer that you can find. And I feel like they're definitely going to pull it out from under us where it's going to be either that's the very end of the movie and it's like, oh, he grew it out, or they're infiltrating some area and he's a disguise so he puts a mustache on. But no. This trailer... If this were just a generic treasure hunt movie,
yep,
this would be a good trailer. I don't think the movie will be the best thing ever, but like it definitely would be a fun But because they're calling it an Uncharted movie and it's supposed to be following Nathan Drake and Sully, it's, we mentioned it earlier, I'm like, you don't need to see Nathan Drake when he was a teenage man, early 20s. The Nathan Drake, when we meet him in the first game, is mid-20s, early to like late 20s, and he's like established already as like kind of a treasure hunter, a scoundrel. But right now we're meeting a young teenage Tom Holland, Nathan Drake, and a Mark Wahlberg who's called old by Tom Holland in the trailer, even though it's like he doesn't look like that old. Like, he's definitely a man in his 40s, early 50s, but like, yep. Mark Wahlberg doesn't look like, oh, he's old enough that I can crack wise and say, how old you are, man. Yeah.
So you're not excited?
Not really. Because also, like, in the trailer, we see they take some elements from the third game.
There's elements from every game in the trailer.
Pretty much. Because a big thing that in this trailer that they're, like, trying to cement is Nathan's brother, Sam, who we'd never learned about until the fourth game. You have no...
Or their kids in the orphanage.
Yes, exactly. So, like, they're trying to set that up early, which I can... I don't hate that. That's not, like, anything where it's like, oh, how could... Like, that doesn't ruin everything.
Well, you create a driving force for the plot. It's not money.
Yeah. But it's just... This is such a weird thing to do to me to have... It's definitely because Sony has Tom Holland under contract and they're just like, hey, you want to beat Nathan Drake? Cause
he just have like a general with them where he's like everything?
I think it's less that. I think it is more so like because he works with them through Spider-Man. Like he's probably the first one on their speed dial slash like he is probably in a position where it's like, I shouldn't say no to Sony because they gave me Spider-Man and like that's huge and I don't want to be on their bad side of like, no, I won't do your Nathan Drake movie.
Yeah, but I think this has the potential to be a good franchise for them.
I can see that, yes. But my big thing is just like, this is just Uncharted by name. This doesn't feel like Uncharted.
Well, I think, it's a video, it's a movie adaptation of a video game, which doesn't usually happen. Mm-hmm. I think it's happened more recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt on the idea of like what will take place and what storyline it will follow. In the trailer, you do see there's a ton of lists online about like, look at this idol from the second game is actually in this room right now, and it should be like in a cave. So there's a lot of little things like that where mm-hmm. you're like, maybe they are going to try to tell a completely new story, which is cool. And they kind of just have those things as like homage to the fact that, yeah, the character comes from somewhere. But you have four very long video games sort of mm-hmm. for source material, for dialogue, for all those like relationship-based things with Sully and Nathan Drake. The name is fucking Mark Wahlberg, so I have no idea what the fuck he's going to do, and that's fine.
Yeah.
He can ruin the character. It should.
He looks like he's just playing Mark Wahlberg. He doesn't feel like he's playing Sully. He looks
that's
like he's
who
just...
he is in every movie, though.
Yes, exactly.
He's the mm-hmm. as you've said.
Thank you.
But it should have been Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That's all I'm saying.
Or funny thing was that Mark Wahlberg was originally cast as Nathan Drake, but then the movie got postponed for so long that he grew out of the age range to the
yeah.
Now you can be Sully. And kind of a problem with the Uncharted games is they're already so cinematic and like
yep, they are
about
very cinematic.
Story based and like. Having cutscenes that you have minimal like interaction with, so then be like, okay, now let's make a movie where you have even less interaction. It's kind of just like, I could just replay the game. Like, I could just replay the
That's
game.
That's why it's gonna be a whole new story.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, I don't know. I
hear you. Like, I hear what your concern is.
But are you listening?
Yeah, okay. I'm listening because I think it's a valid.
Are you
concern.
Liking and subscribing to the Shane and Scuba Steve show?
I've already liked and subscribed. I hope our listeners at home are liking and subscribing.
Okay, wonderful.
To the Shane and Scuba
sure.
Steve show,
but. Yeah, the Uncharted movie. I don't.
Directed by Ruben Fleischer
of Zombieland and Venom, and
those are good movies.
Venom 1 is okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen Venom 2 yet.
No, though I've heard things that Venom 2 is far better than Venom 1.
I've heard opposite.
Get out.
You get it's our studio. Get out.
Yeah, but I don't know. Zombieland 2 is bad though.
It's not great, and I even also wanted it to come back, but it didn't. The second one wasn't great.
It took too long to get the new one, and then also
yeah.
It like picks up like pretty much right after the first one. So there's a big gap, and you're like, everyone's aged and won Oscars in the meantime. I can see it in their eyes that some of these people have Oscars now.
It seems like you guys might have just filmed this over a weekend, and you're like, Woody Harrelson's here. This is mm-hmm. fine. We'll get yeah. it done.
But I really just don't know how I feel about this movie. Like, it really is to me just the fact that like they're trying to call it like this is Uncharted. It's like it's not Uncharted. Because, yeah, we don't need young Nathan Drake. Just give me Nathan Drake.
Would you have been happier if Nathan Fillion was playing Nathan Drake?
Yes.
What about Chris Pratt?
Probably. Though, okay. Though admittedly, if Chris Pratt were going to be a treasure hunter, I'd kind of want him to be Indiana Jones. But
agreed.
Harrison Ford himself is like, no, when I'm done with this, it's done. Like, even though that's how it works, like, he can't, like, bury himself with the rights. Like, oh, we can't do anything.
Plot twist. He's actually just been accumulating assets just to do
that. He could. He might. I don't know. But, like, yeah, like, if Chris Pratt, no, I'd rather Chris Pratt be Indiana Jones than Nathan Drake. But Nathan Fillion, yes, could be Nathan Drake, because there's a very short movie you can find on YouTube that of him playing it, which was his, like, essentially, like, hey, this is my audition. Like, look, I'm doing this very well. And it, yes, he was doing it very well. So, yeah, no, it, yeah, it's just, and I don't blame Tom Holland, but he's got, like, a baby face. So it's like.
He does. So he's infinitely young.
Yeah, for now. Who knows? In, like, 10 years, he might have that weird, like, he still has a baby face, but it's very clear, like, that's a 35-year-old man.
Well, I think, how old is he now?
24, 25. Something like that, I think.
Let's find out.
I think he's probably going to be like 23.
He is
20.
32.
He's not 32. No. I know Tom Holland is not 32.
26.
He's 26?
26.
Okay. How old's Zendaya? She's.
I don't know.
Oh, because they're dating.
I'm not doing like a whole like click to click to click thing here.
I have a chance. I still have a chance.
As long sure, as, Shane.
Yeah, I still have a chance. When I'm in Dune 2, that's when I'll make my move.
Have callbacks happened for Dune 2 yet?
Not yet, but they just announced that there will be Dune 2.
With a supposedly only theatrical release.
That's well, I think by that point, hopefully, then we don't need to have, of course, yeah. But
I feel like they hedged. I think a lot of folks in this time have hedged with like the HBO Max release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, there's the whole debacle, like Christopher Nolan being like, yeah, no, we don't want, don't just put stuff on streaming. And now he's with Universal and make his new World War II Oppenheimer movie.
Oh, about Oppenheimer?
Yeah, about the nuclear bomb. Which
that'll be good.
Which everyone's just like, is he going to set off a nuclear bomb? Like, he's always big into, like, doing things for real. And, like, it might be
hysterical.
Cheaper to be like, yeah, I can set up a nuclear bomb. Yeah, you got a bunch. Like, just give me one. I'll set it off in the desert. And it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Violate 1,000 treaties just to get a practical effect shot.
Yeah. It'd be worth it. It'd be I'd watch the crap out of that movie.
Yeah, we'd also be irradiated.
No. The film would be fine. We would be fine watching it in the film.
If it, no.
The camera will be made of lead. Everything will
be
fine.
It's not about the camera. It's about the fallout that would inevitably blow from wherever.
He's filming it really, it'll be blown up far away, somewhere in the Nevada desert.
I guarantee you that this is the same conversation they had in like the 40s testing the bomb, where they're like, it's over there.
They did it far enough away. And then no one ate the fish that they blew up in the ocean. They were like, don't touch that fish. Leave it alone.
They probably bought and packaged it for other people, let's be honest.
Exactly. They sent it up.
We digress.
Yes. Uncharted.
So I'm going to give this trailer 7,500 out of 1,000.
7,500, so 7,500.
Yeah, we upped the rating system to 10,000 point scale.
That's too high.
I know it is. 750 out of 1,000. Falling out of a plane and crawling back on a bunch of bundles that are just roped together.
Mm-hmm.
Famous scene from the video games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although he doesn't do the snappy line in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. There's not a little snappy one. See, that's the other thing. The humor doesn't really fit too well with.
It's just one trailer. We don't know yet.
Okay. I'm just saying.
We have a lot to work with.
Just saying. Mark Wahlberg doesn't have a mustache. It's a really big disappointment.
You could chop one on your TV.
I'll give the Uncharted trailer a 630 out of 1,000. Tom Holland bartending and being told you're too young to be a bartender, as if it's like, what are you talking about? Shut up. Okay, you don't get a drink now, sir. I'm going to go take care of everyone else, and then I'll get over to you. Also, everyone's wearing too many suits in this trailer.
Too many suits?
Too many suits. There's only... I'm pretty sure I have to run through the rest of the movie, the games in my... Actually, Uncharted 3, I know they wear a suit. But really, it's Uncharted 4. There's the going into that mansion and, like, yep. Infiltrating in suit.
The auction.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be thinking too many, like, am I going to go in a suit with this? I need to wear a suit to this. It's like, no, that's not... Usually, it's jungles. Like, no, put him in a jungle. That's all you need.
Jungle suit.
Oh, wow. Look at that brown suit that man's wearing in the jungle. Wow.
Okay, so you think they're going to do too many spy things?
I think they're going to make it too spy-y and not, like...
adventure-y.
Yeah, and scoundrels who don't have great resources, who like are like flying in a boat plane that is like, can you get it started? Hopefully, and it's like, oh, Nathan, we gotta go. Your brother Sam.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So hey. I don't know. I just
it might be the case. Might not be the case. We're gonna find out when it comes out.
I just want a right aged. It's like it's the whole. what was it, Gotham show. Like, I don't want to watch Bruce Wayne as a kid become Batman and all his villains be all... Wayne. Yeah, I don't need that. No, just give me Batman Bruce Wayne. Like, that's... For our next movie, we're going to follow Godzilla when he's a baby lizard. Okay, great. Wonderful.
Wandering around the jungle floor.
Yeah, so...
Coming out of the primordial ooze. So... February 18th, 2022, there was the projected release date for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Theatrics. We don't know of any streaming services yet.
Because Sony doesn't have like a Netflix kind of, but they don't have like a deal like you're our streaming service will premiere at.
Crackle. Crackle was the first streaming service I had on my Sony TV in the early 2000s.
Paramount Plus?
No, probably like 2010.
Peacock?
None of these were even ideas back then. Netflix was barely an idea.
Disney Plus.
Quickster.
Quibi.
Dead.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bought by the Roku channel.
For some reason.
I never watched any of the stuff on Quibi, so yep. I can't.
Don't worry, no one else did.
And clearly.
Yeah.
So those are our trailers of the week this week. Next up, we're going to stack rank Halloween candy, but I think we're just going to modify it to top three Halloween candies, because it is the week of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing a costume at any point this week?
I'm working all day, so no.
So you're going to wear a costume to work?
No, I will not.
Like one of those inflatable sumo wrestling costumes?
Yeah, that'd be great behind the bar. I totally
It would be that. Cool because there's a fan going.
No, that'd be a nightmare. No, I don't think I'll wear a costume. If anything, I might... Sorry, I'm stretching. I just put my Ace Ventura shirt on at one point during the week.
Okay.
And just be like, alrighty then. Laces out.
Pet detective?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just do pet things?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay.
All right.
But Halloween candy, top three.
Yeah, go. What's your top three?
Kit Kat bar, number one.
Okay, coming in hot.
Coming in hot with that Kit Kat bar, number one.
Full size or the two bar
Kit
one?
Kat, just Kit Kat bar.
Okay, no size differential.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two, mini Three Musketeer bars.
Okay, all right. Fun size.
Number three. You don't seem around much any day anymore, but I'm going to put it on there. Even though you don't see it, and it's probably isn't even made anymore. Sour Starburst. I'm
trying to remember the packaging on Sour Starburst.
It was just like a different color.
Was it green?
It might have been green. But
I feel like but that's Sour Skittles.
Yes, I know, but exact. But they're... Starburst is just like, we don't, what color is sour? Green.
Green is sour. You're not wrong. Yeah,
that's probably, I'm going to go with those.
Okay.
And if you want me to get rid of the sour Starburst concern, they're probably not in
contention. No, okay. No. This is lifetime of Halloween candy.
Yep. Okay. You?
Reese's Cup number one.
Okay.
Good I'm
choice.
A fuck.
Okay. Good choice.
Butterfingers number two because I don't like my teeth.
Oh.
I'm fucking say shit about your bland Three Musketeers bar over there, bro.
Mini Three Musketeer bars.
Bland. They're bland. Nougat doesn't have flavor. What's the flavor of nougat?
Warmth. It's the flavor of warmth.
Just eat a Charleston shoe. It's the same fucking concept.
No, it's not as clean.
Yes, it is.
And what's your third? What's your shitty third after Butterfingers?
Ooh, let's see. This is a tough one. So you feel like popcorn balls? No, I'm fucking around.
That's not candy anyway.
It has a caramel coating, Shane.
It's not candy. If I put caramel on a goddamn pizza, you're gonna go candy. Yeah, exactly. Hey kids, have some candy. Sir, you just put caramel sauce on a cheese pizza. Are you drunk, sir? Please stop talking to these children.
This is a Chuck E. Cheese, Shane. This is what we do here.
I'll take my cheese pizza with a caramel crust. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Shellac it and caramel for me. Okay, this is a throwback one. I don't think I've had it in a very long time.
Whoppers.
100 gram bars.
Jesus Christ. How old are you?
A mini 100 gram bar.
I hate you so much.
Why?
Use Butterfingers. I can't believe you pick up Butterfingers.
Why wouldn't you? What do you have against Butterfingers?
They're too fucking tough.
Okay, so they're just tough. Sour Starburst?
Yes.
Okay. It's the same fucking kind. Those aren't easy to chew.
I'm not chewing them. I'm sucking on them.
So you're just sucking off the sour flavor and spitting them out? Sticking
them
to the wall?
No, I don't spit them out. They dissolve. They like break down over time. And I suck on them and I get all like... And once I'm done with it, I go, that was a lot of sour. Better have 900 more. And then your tongue does that thing where like it gets a crease because like...
You get an ulcer going?
Not an ulcer, but it's like it gets that weird like... because it's really dried out from all the sour. So like, there's like a it's line like, that cuts through it, and you're just like, ugh. And then you like you try and drink water, but like now water tastes kind of sour because your tongue is so soured up.
The water's just glazing off your tongue because there's nothing to grip to because you burned off all your taste buds.
Yeah, exactly. And then like 2 minutes later, your mom's like, "It's dinner time," and you're like, "Oh, I have to try and eat something."
All these mashed potatoes are sour.
Yeah, no matter whatever she cooked, it's just then like, "Oh, this tastes horrible." And then your mom's sad because like, he doesn't like my cooking.
One time I made a fort out of my Halloween candy. That was fun. Made a very large fort out of Halloween candy.
Nerd, I just ate my candy.
Okay.
Like a grown man.
Grown man with a bland Three Musketeers bar.
Wasn't bland. Mini Three Musketeers bar.
There's what does the mini have to do with it? You're gonna say there's more chocolate.
More chocolate. It's bite size. And then it's light. That's what I liked about Three Musketeers. It's just a light.
It is. I'll give you that as a light. It's lighter than.
And like, it like truly, I feel melts in your mouth. Like it, you take it. You just close your mouth, and it already starts smushing. And you go, ooh. One time, and I've never found it again. And some people tell me it was smush, and I can assure them it was not smushed. I got a flat Three Musketeers bar, flat like an Airhead.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, people were like, no, if it was smushed, there would have been creases. The middle would have perfectly flat like an Airhead Three Musketeer bar.
Nougat in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had it once on Halloween. Someone gave it out, and I've never found it again.
Was it, I feel like we might have Googled this last year, was it like everyone was getting these, or just like you got like
it
a
was,
print?
Well, I did not go trick-or-treating that year with friends. It was just, I was still, you know, child by myself. It would just go.
Yeah.
Friends were around. I saw friends. I had so many friends. That's why I didn't go trick-or-treating with them, because I couldn't pick who friends. But I had gone to the house, knock on the door, guy opens up, here you go, handed to me, took it, ate it.
Flat.
It was flat, had the nougat inside. It was great. And I've never found it again, and it's always bothered me. And anytime someone's like, no, it's probably just smush, I go, you can shut your mouth right now.
Because I feel like smush too, and you think about the packaging, like there's not a lot of space in that packaging to be smush.
Yeah. No, exactly. No. Yeah. I was a smart child. I knew how engineering and stuff worked, and like
How it's made.
Yeah, exactly. I watched that all the time on the Food Network channel where he's in that diner and it's like,
oh yes. Oh my goodness, what was that?
It was called How It's Made.
No, How It's Made, the thing on Discovery Channel, or History, one of those bland dad channels.
It wasn't Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, no, but I feel like it was something diner.
Was it Alton Brown?
It wasn't Alton Brown, but it was a very generic white man, that's for sure.
Okay, hold up. We have the technology.
I feel like it is called How It's Made. But yeah, but it would be like, this little gumdrop button has been around since my parents were kids. Blah, blah, blah.
Unwrapped.
Ah, that's what it was. Yep. Oh, so good. And I always just loved when they'd go to like, it'd be whatever. It'd be like, this is how ketchup's made. And then they'd be like talking to like the floor manager. And you'd always be like, that's definitely the floor manager of the ketchup factory guy.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. He's definitely the one who's like, yeah, so we about have 25,000 tons of tomatoes crushed every single day. And we go through about 50 billion bags of sugar.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers. Ah, thank you. He's the dad at every barbecue.
He looks like it.
Yeah, exactly.
He even looks like it in the press photos, like the header images for Unwrapped.
Yeah, they wanted him to be a very approachable guy.
And then there's Unwrapped 2.0.
I don't want to watch
that. Didn't touch that show.
I was going to say, did it have Mark Summers?
No, I think it had rotating cast.
Exactly. So then no. Like... Then no, I don't care about that. I don't want a rotating host. I want a host.
I hear you.
That's why I'm not watching Jeopardy until they give me a locked-in host.
Who's the host right now?
Maya Bialik. But she's like technically not like the new host, but she's like kind of like...
Stepping in.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
And she's all right.
I haven't seen any of your episodes yet, so I don't know.
She's okay, but it's more so like... Her like thing is like, I have a doctorate. It's like, yes, but you also like do commercials for some weird brain pill that's like, it'll help your brain. It's like...
Big Bang Theory did a lot for nobody, so they made a lot of money, and they're going to continue making money. It's our generation's Seinfeld. You realize that, right?
I don't say it's our generation's Friends.
I also hate Friends.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, like, it's closer to Friends than it is Seinfeld, because Seinfeld, I feel, is truly a show about nothing.
Seinfeld's on Netflix now, by the way.
Yep,
which I did start watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I jumped into season two. I couldn't do season one. I watched one episode of season one.
One's really rough.
Too dry.
Yeah.
Too dry.
They
too
really,
about nothing.
They're really sticking to, no, it's a show about nothing. And then it was season two and three that they're like, well, what if there's a little bit of a plot? Like, what if there's
something?
Yeah, what if there's an inciting incident at the beginning of the episode that's resolved by the end?
Okay. All right, but can we
works out when it's like
but
that.
Can we like do
not a lot about it? Oh yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, no, it'll just be a quick conversation at the diner, and you and George will just talk about seltzer and salsa for a little bit.
Yeah, the apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Elaine's apartment.
Yeah, but yeah, first season's rough because also Kramer like hasn't been defined as who he is yet.
Very strange. And then I was watching it, and then I saw a post on Reddit that was like Seinfeld's apartment can exist based on the hallway and Kramer's apartment, mm-hmm. and it threw me for a fucking loop. I got to be honest.
Yeah, because it's something I think like. Jerry has a window out to the street, and then there's a different episode later on where like the street lights are affecting Kramer. Yet it's like his apartment's on the opposite side. Yeah, it doesn't
make
like
a very weirdly shaped building to mm-hmm. make it all work.
Yeah.
So what do you have against 100 gram bars?
There's another old person thing.
I mean, there's caramel and there's like I'm gonna say puffed rice on there. I guess puffed rice. Fine. Fuck it.
No, it's just an old person candy. Like that's like if you were saying my favorite candy is Crackle.
Crackle.
Like a Crackle bar. It's like it's like before Crunch Bar. It's like it was Crackle.
Mr. Good Bar's pretty good.
Yeah, but you can only find it on Halloween. You can never you can't.
Not
find
even
it.
On Halloween, you gotta find like those like
the variety packs.
Candy bowl of yeah. like little chocolate things. Someone needs a little chocolate in the office and we have Good Bar. We have Good Bar, Dark Hershey's, Milk Hershey's, and is it Crackle the other thing in there? It'll be Crackle.
Yeah, it'll be Crackle. But it's essentially just a Crunch Bar.
You ever have a Score Bar?
Not to my knowledge.
The toffee bar?
No. Yeah. What about candy corn? How do you feel about candy corn?
So I used to be big on candy corn. Uh-huh. I think as I matured as an adult and I started taking blood tests for my sugars.
Benghazi. Yeah.
I don't think that had an impact on
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I do think Pluto not becoming a planet anymore definitely uh-huh. changed my course on candy corn. What do you think about candy pumpkins? Same material as candy corn, but they're the pumpkin shape.
No, I ain't fucking with that.
Because like, I could never do it because there was too much of the fucking mallow. I think it's a marshmallow type flavor. I could do it.
Yeah, no, I do that. What about Whoppers? How do you feel about Whoppers?
I like Whoppers. I think that I used to like them. They were sold in like the cartons, and then now it's like more movie theater boxes. And now the problem is with Halloween and Whoppers, you get like four in that little tube. But that's not satiating anybody's fucking craving for malted milk balls. Let's be honest here.
My grandfather loves Whoppers.
Good.
Growing yeah, up, should. Like he would have like the carton that's like a milk carton yeah. of Whoppers. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And I would, like, I'd usually like two or three, and then by the fourth, I'd go, that's enough Whoppers.
You have to be, there's definitely the texture thing. Once you bite into it, it can mm-hmm. be weird.
Yep.
It can definitely be weird. We think Reese's Pieces versus peanut M&Ms.
I ain't doing the peanut M&Ms, Reese's Pieces.
Well, I mean peanut butter M&Ms, not peanut M&Ms.
Oh, so those are two very different.
See, that's what, but we need to do apples to apples here. We need to do peanut butter coated candy versus peanut butter coated candy.
Reese's Pieces over the peanut butter M&Ms.
Good, because peanut butter M&Ms, I feel like when you eat like four of those, and you're like, something's off
what
here.
What about those pretzel M&Ms?
Those are fire. Mm-hmm. Those are incredible M&Ms. I gotta be perfectly honest.
How about chocolate covered pretzels?
Dude, we're getting beyond it. That's a fancy.
What about chocolate covered potato chips?
So I only had those like twice.
What about chocolate covered popcorn?
No.
I went to a Cape Cod potato chip factory, and at the end of the tour, they had a bowl of chocolate covered popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
What and I was like Trader Joe's has their Jingle Jangle, mm-hmm. which is their Christmas.
I don't think you can say that on a podcast.
Jingle Jangle?
I think that's a
euphemism. I think we're saying it.
I think that's a euphemism for something else.
Jingle Jangle?
I'm going to put my Jingle Jangle on in your hoo-ha.
Huh. No, that seems like the 70s. But that has chocolate-covered popcorn in it. It's a weird textural bite. I did not know we were going to do this song on candy, but it's a weird fucking textural mm-hmm. bite. Because mm-hmm. you bite into it, and then there's like the semi-stale crunch yep. of like this popcorn was wet at one point mm-hmm. with chocolate. And yep. Now it's technically dry. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sit well.
What about Skittles gum?
No, see, that's like just seems blasphemous to me. Because you're already chewing on Skittles. If you chew on too many Skittles all at once, it becomes like a waxy mass.
What about Razzles?
I haven't had Razzle in a while. What about jelly fruit?
That's all right. What about Harry Potter jelly beans?
Oh, Birdie Bot's every flavored beans?
Yep.
So like the vomit one?
I usually just empty out the box until I find the vomit one, and then I throw them all away.
Those are, we did, actually, I think I might still have them. I don't know if I threw them out. Do you ever have any of the ghost pepper jelly beans here?
No, I don't want any of them.
Oh, yeah.
What about candy cigarettes?
See, those are great, because they were just dipped, like.
It's just chalk.
Well, no, hold on. Here's the thing. Because, you know, what is it? Dipsticks? The Willy Wonka dipsticks?
Yep.
The stick was the infinitely better part of the candy mm-hmm. than the dipping powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Because the powder is this. The powder is horrible.
The powder is just sour powder. Yeah. That's all it is.
It's disgusting. You're just.
Let me suck on this dissolving stick.
No, let me get more of the sugar on top of my sugar stick. Okay. I wonder why diabetes runs in America.
It kind of terrifies me to have children because at some point my kids are going to be like, can I have them? Like, honestly, you should probably try it once, but not here.
No, I'm not. No, I wouldn't let my kids. I'd be like, I'd rather you chew 6 feet of bubblegum tape at once than I did that once.
Did you?
Went to a movie with a buddy. I can't remember which movie it was. I know it wasn't Spider-Man, but I know I saw that said Spider-Man with friends.
Okay.
And this is, by the way, the first Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yes. Okay. But it wasn't that, but I know I'd also seen it. Anyway, but we went to a Cumberland Farms beforehand because his family was the type of family that's like, we're going to go buy candy ahead of time and sneak it in, which...
That makes 1,000 times more sense. I'm sorry.
I get that, but not being my family upbringing made me incredibly uncomfortable because I'm like, no, but they have candy. We're supposed to buy candy there. No, this will be cheaper. But we're not supposed to bring outside food or drinks. You know, don't worry about it. You don't know me well enough. But we went to...
My anxiety is spiking.
We went to the Cumberland Farms and the candy section was kind of limited and also like... The candy that you want at the movie theaters is at the movie theaters.
True.
Raisinets, Skittles, whatever you want. And all I saw was 6 feet of gum. So I was like, okay. And I took it and I just kept eating it through. I didn't like swallow, eat it, but like I just kept adding to it. And by the end of the movie, I had like this giant ball of gum. My buddy's mom was with her. She goes, what are you chewing? I go, 6 feet of gum. And she goes, what? And I like open up the 6 feet rope gum thing. And she goes, oh my, spit it out. Get it. And she like made me get it. I'm like, okay. And like she told my mom that out of anger, but like, I just want you to know, I didn't know Shane got 6 feet of gum for his candy and he chewed it all. And my mom was just like, idiot, oh my God.
I appreciate the idea that you were just sitting there just like actively, just like a cartoon character, just chomping away on
Yeah, because like
gum.
It kept like, you know, the flavor with this pizza. It's like, oh, I should add some more feet of gum.
I always like that. I think I definitely, at one point, I worked at a party store in high school and we had a massive candy selection. Mm-hmm. So it was very easy. So just be like, I'm going to grab some, like, buy some gum real quick.
Real quick, did you do Big League Chew?
We did.
Fuck yeah.
Big League Chew, to this day, I am 27 years old. I still eat Big League Chew if it's around.
Oh, yeah. If I see it at a store, I'll usually pick it up.
Actually, I mean, you were here last summer. I had an entire fucking 260-piece tub of Double Bubble. That was literally all I did all day was chew Double Bubble, drink water, and work. Except for lunch, but.
I'm a big fan of Hubba Bubba Sour Double Berry.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't find that anymore.
I used to love the Bubblicious. And you do the two. There would be the two flavor. Or it was Yubba Bubba or Hubba Bubba, whatever the fuck.
I like Trident Layers.
Oh, wow. That's a throwback. That was like a high quality gum in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Chew gum.
Hey, can I have a piece of gum? It's Trident Layers. I don't know if I... No, I get it. I totally get it. No problem. Man. Hey, whoa. I'm not even going to mention you have gum to anybody. I apologize for even bringing it up. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
That's like when you get Stride gum and it would like the double pack would flop out.
I'm going to bring five in tomorrow. I'll give you some. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks.
My mom's going to Costco. It's fine. I'll tell her to get more gum.
Mom, can you pick up gum for school? Shut up. No, I'll buy you more pens. How does that sound?
We used to, the whole gum in high school thing never made sense to me.
Because it was just something you could do.
It's just, like, I feel like, again, this is like a measure of control. Like, you can have gum. It's like, I'll spit it out. Like, if you let us have gum, I feel like you would have to wear gum anywhere. Because it would be like, y'all can have it. It goes in the trash.
Yeah, but kids are stupid. You have stupid high school kids who are like, I'm going to put this under my desk.
See, even I've like done that. Not recently. It's not worth it. Because then you know what happens when you go in there? It's instant karma. You take the gum out of your mouth and you try to put it somewhere. That's when you find the other gum. It's even worse because then you touch that gum with your gum and your hand.
I'm fuming.
Are you?
How dare you put your gum anywhere other than the trash of your stomach?
It's not like someone who likes Three Musketeers would say.
Someone who has class. That's what someone with class would say.
Someone who likes a light, airy chocolate.
Someone who buys his candy at the movie theater would say that. Because he cares about that small business trying to succeed.
Oh, you care about billion-dollar AMC.
I don't go to AMC. You bring me to AMC when we see movies, but I don't go to AMC.
Yes, because we like to see movies in IMAX.
Train. Yes, that's true, but I like to go to my tiny local theater that's a two-minute drive for me. That's $5 on Tuesdays.
Really?
It's like usually super cheap.
That's a fantastic value.
It really is. And when I go by myself on a Tuesday at 1 in the afternoon and there's no one else in the theater and I'm just like, this is great. And then that's usually someone walks in and I'm just like, dude, come on.
Well, you can't celebrate. That's just like an exciting event.
Exactly. But it's just someone walks in and she's like, come on, man. I'm trying to watch this movie in a big room by myself. But that's Halloween candy.
That's Halloween candy for sure. 100 gram bars are still great. So these are a couple quick things.
Mm-hmm.
Army of Thieves, the prequel to
Army of
Zombies.
Army of the Dead.
Armies of the Dead comes out on Friday.
Army of the Dead, not armies.
Army of the Deads.
Army Hammers of the Dead.
He eats people.
Yeah.
It's a known fact now, which is terrible. Well,
he doesn't.
Allegedly, the man eats people, but this is a, that's like there you go. Gossip that's, from six
that's a,
months ago.
That's a better way to phrase it than he eats. It's like, no, 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 no. Okay, I don't want us getting in trouble with being sued. Be like, you, that's slander.
It
is slander when it's spoken. It's libel when it's written. And I know that from Spider-Man. Because Peter Parker goes, hey, Spider-Man, help those people. That's slander. He goes, hey, I don't appreciate that. It's libel when it's in print.
All right.
Yep.
It's good to know.
Yep.
It's good to cover our bases that way.
Yep. It's like envious. And can you tell me the difference between envy and greed?
Isn't envy when you're jealous of someone else and greed is wanting to accumulate as much for yourself as possible?
Sorry, I meant envy and jealousy. Sorry. Jealousy is when you're worried someone will take something from you. Envy is when you want something from someone else.
Interesting.
Yes.
How'd you find that one out?
I knew it because of the movie Envy with Ben Stiller and Jack Black.
Okay.
But the reason it stuck was because of The Simpsons, because Lisa's like, oh, Dad, you're just jealous of them. And then Homer goes, no, Lisa, I'm envious. Jealous is when you're worried someone's going to take something from you, and envious is when you want something from someone. And then Lisa opens up the dictionary and she goes, you're right.
And did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In the Envy movie with Ben Stiller, Jack Black, with Vaporize.
Vaporize.
A spray that vaporizes poo.
Hey, man, that would work for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, it worked really well in the movie. Jack Black made a lot of money.
Yeah. Good for Jack
Black. Great for Jack Black, but Ben Stiller was very envious of him.
But yes, Army of Thieves is out on Friday on Netflix.
Prequel to Army of Dead.
Prequel to Army of the Dead. Furthermore,
mm-hmm.
we have exciting news.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser has mm-hmm. signed on to be the villain mm-hmm. in the HBO Max Batgirl movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Fraser Man.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
I thought it was a movie.
I thought it was a series.
Let me check. Oh, as it, I adjust my mind.
I'm going to guess it probably will be a movie, considering J.K. Simmons will be reprising his role as Jim Gordon.
Really?
Yes. So that makes me think it's going to be a movie, because I think it'd be tougher to get him for a series. Though, of course, if it were a series, he only has to appear in like two or three episodes. He doesn't have to be a continuous person. But it very much well could be a movie. But yes.
It is a movie.
Okay. And yes, J.K. Simmons will be reprising. Who do you think Brendan Fraser will be playing? I saw a rumor recently that he'll be playing Firefly, but I don't think that's true. And I actually don't want it to be true.
So I have good news and bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know the answer to this question.
Okay.
And do you want me to tell you the
answer? Yeah, please.
He is playing Garfield Linz.
Who is Firefly?
Yes. Sorry.
See, the only reason I'm kind of against it is because he already plays Cliff in Robot Man in Doom Patrol. And he doesn't actually, like, he voices the character and plays him in flashbacks when they show him as a human. And Firefly is a burn victim, usually, who wears jetpacks and, like, armor, and he burns stuff down.
Okay.
So it's like, I want to see, like, Brendan Fraser, like, actually in the role. And he's also put tons of weight on for a movie he's doing with, I believe, not Martin Scorsese. He's doing some movie about a guy, I think it's called, like, The Whale, where it's him getting huge. So it's like, are they going to make Firefly this, like, giant dude? Is he going to drop all the weight, which would be very difficult? But either way, happy for Brendan Fraser. And want to see him succeed and be a bad guy.
See?
Yeah.
It's good. It's mm-hmm. good for Fraser, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's back. Mm-hmm. Clawed his way back.
Actually, I saw on Reddit, there's a subreddit called Save Brendan.
Okay.
Which is, and it was like made right at the beginning of like the Renaissance, as it's noted. Of like, I'm trying to like be like, hey, Brendan Fraser should be doing these things. Like, we all like really like him. And a post recently was like, it was after he was announced he'll be in the Batgirl like movie. It was just like, should we cancel this subreddit? Like, his career is like going again. Like, he's got Doom Patrol, he's doing all these like side projects. He's got yep. this like Paul W. Anderson, I think, is the movie he's working on with him called The Whale. Once again, I could be mistaken, but
we're working.
But yeah, it's just like, should we, like, it's about 1,000 comments of people be like, no, we need to keep it going, and everyone be like, but he's doing great, we don't need to save him. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm glad we're seeing the extended Bat family get their own properties and projects.
Yeah, but do we get an origin story about how these people come together, or like how they just pop up? Because like, you just like be in another city and just be like, I'm Batgirl now. Like, I'm Batboy.
No, but I think what they're doing, especially because it's going to be following Barbara Gordon, a pretty well-established character that I would say if you went up to most people on the streets and said, do you know who Barbara Gordon is? Like, at least giving them the context we're talking about a comic book character, they'd be like, oh yeah, she's Batgirl. So that's why you don't need to, she doesn't need to have an introduction in a movie. I
thought she was Oracle.
She becomes Oracle. After the Joker shoots her in, through the spine, she becomes paralyzed. She needs to find a new purpose, so she becomes Oracle, and then she becomes very tech-savvy. Currently in the comics, Barbara Gordon had a computer chip put in her spine so she could walk, but she's having difficulties with it now where it's not necessarily working 100%. So she's mostly Oracle, but will go in the field as Batgirl when needed.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know.
And there's also Cassandra Cain and Stephanie Brown who have held the mantles of Batgirl.
For the record, The Whale is mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser's movie, but that's with Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky.
Written by Samuel D. Hunter.
See, they're very different, but Paul W. Anderson. No, is it Paul W. Anderson? Or Paul W. Anderson, I feel, is the one that made Mortal Kombat.
He made Monster Hunter.
Yes, exactly. And then who made There Will Be Blood? Because that's who I'm thinking of, who's similar to David Aronofsky in terms of, like, they'll make movies that are a little, I don't want to say abstract, because not all of their works are abstract, but they can be a little, far more serious and gritty. And
did the Coen brothers do their Obi Wan?
No, they did not.
Paul
Thomas Anderson. You're thinking of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, maybe. That's the Coen brothers did that. They also did Hail Caesar and Fargo. And No Country for Old Men.
That's, I think, what I'm thinking. I think I conflate those other two movies too often.
Mm-hmm. Good. All good movies.
Did you see No Sudden Move, the new Steven Soderbergh movie?
No. Because I hate Don Cheadle.
Okay.
No, I just did not see it.
That's fine.
Because if it's not Ocean's 14, I don't care.
Well, then we have Bernie Mac problems.
That's why they can stay. The 14th is someone replacing Bernie Mac's character, but they keep the total number. It's kind of how, like, in that Ryan Reynolds Netflix movie, The Seven, or whatever it was, like, when the new guy joins, they're like, you're seven. And it's like,
oh, right.
And they're
right,
like, here's
right.
1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. It's like, well, where's 3? We don't talk about 3. He died in the beginning of the movie.
They're making another one of those, right?
I don't know if it's been confirmed or not. Also, Ryan Reynolds is technically, like, taking a break from acting.
Okay.
But, like, it was, like, a huge story because he made, like, a post at the end of the movie he just finished. And be like, oh, it's great. I'm going to be taking, like, a sabbatical, like, to take some time off. And everyone's like, Ryan Reynolds is ending his acting career and he's ended ties with Disney. There will be no Deadpool 3. It's like, or someone's
taken. He just has a soccer team to manage.
Yeah, someone's taken 2 months off. Like, it's not. And also, I don't expect Deadpool 3 to come out anytime soon. Mm-mm. Because also you have the problem of Disney being like, Kevin Feige definitely is probably the one that's pushing, like, no, it has to be R-rated. Like, we can't make it PG-13.
Can't change it now.
And Disney's probably the one that's like, but what if a child watches it? Great.
Incredible.
Yeah, because what was something I was reading recently? Disney had a committee that was, like, supervise all movies that ended after Civil War, because during the Civil War, they were like, well, we want them to get back together at the end of the movie. And, like, the Russos and Feige were like, no, that can't happen. Like, it can't happen, one, because of what we have planned down the road, but more so it's like, it's, you can't have them be together, break apart, fight, and then get back together all by the end of the movie. They're like,
too much.
Yeah, they're like, we can have at the end them all, like, having an understanding, but still have resentment and can't be at work together. It was like, they can't work it all out by the end, unless you want to make it a 3.5-hour movie, and then Disney's like, no, okay. And then after that movie, they got rid of the committee, because they're like, yeah, they... It's essentially the World Council from the first Avengers, where it's like, we want you to nuke New York. No, that's I respect the decision the council made, extreme. But that's a stupid decision.
I think someone said it in one of those meetings.
I wouldn't be shocked. Kevin Feige seems like the type that would quote his own movies.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I should start quoting
and
my
just
movies.
To be like, look at all the power I have. I loved, because the Eternals had, like, their world premiere a couple days ago. Like, all the celebrities in like suits and nice dresses, and Kevin Feige still shows up in jeans and sneakers and a baseball cap, because I'm Kevin Feige.
Yeah, this is my show now.
I wonder how much money he has. Like, he's definitely doing quite well for himself, but I mean, like, he's got to be loaded because of.
Should we do a little net worth check?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to say he's worth, like, because how much is Bezos worth? He's like $400 billion.
I don't think.
Well, because I was originally going to say, like, I bet he's worth, like, $10 billion, but I was like, no, that's way too high.
According to celebritynetworth.com, he has a net worth of north of $200 million.
Kevin Feige?
Yes.
I'd hope for more for him, but I will accept the $200 million. Maybe he, you know, I bet it's because he put so much money into the movies himself. I bet he's like, here you go. We need how much for a chopper? Okay, I'll pay for it today.
Interesting.
That's what I think. That's what I tell myself.
Could be $250 million, according to some estimates.
Okay, we'll call it at $275 million.
Yeah, I mean, his box office, I think, is over $16 billion.
Yes. But
how do you monetize that and turn it into salary and compensation?
But yeah, and those baseball caps. He has such great hats.
Those expenses, they add up. Got to take him out of production budget.
I wonder if he has the same similar hat wall that I have in my apartment, but just of all his Marvel movie hats.
You never know.
Oh, man.
Aspirational.
Oh, man. If I ever meet him, I'll have him sign one of my hats. Even if it's
could you trade hats, do you think? Do you think
he wouldn't take it. I know he wouldn't. Sure? I know he wouldn't.
Too kind.
I think it's more so, but he keeps his like credit card in the hat. Like, I don't keep a wallet anymore. I just keep everything in my hat. No, he wouldn't trade hats with me. Nor would I want his hat.
Okay.
Because I'd never wear it. I'd rather him give me one. Like, here you go.
An unworn one that you could then break in yourself and be like, I'm wearing the hat that Kevin Feige gave.
Exactly. Because if he gave it to me, I'd put it in like a box in a mantle. And then be like, this is Kevin Feige's hat.
Show it to everybody.
Yeah. And knowing my luck, the day that like I met him and he's like, here, you can have this hat that I'm wearing. It would be like a very just generic like Marvel hat. Like when he'd be like for a movie that's coming out. So just like,
admit it, you're worried to be like a Thor the Dark World hat. Just say it out loud.
No, I would take a Thor the Dark World hat. That would
really?
Be, yeah, because if one, if it has all those words on it, then that's just stupid in itself. So it'd be nice. But then, because usually he has like some cool like logo that like, because like, he's for the Multiverse of Madness hat that he had, it was like the Doctor Strange symbol, but like four times as if it's like in 3D, like moving between multiverse. I'm like, ooh, that looks, it's so funny that I'm like, wow, that hat that Kevin Feige's wearing is awesome. I really want that hat that you can't. And I feel like he could easily be like, hey, why don't I put these hats in production? And people would, I would buy those hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with all my brewery hats.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the people where they can find us?
You can find us in a boatload of places. You can find us on Instagram at Shane and Scuba Steve Show. You can find us online at www.theshaneandscubastevshow.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. Maybe Google Play. Maybe Napster. Maybe LimeWire. If you find us on LimeWire, don't download us. Ignore it and report it. But when you're there, hey, give us a like. Give us a review. Give us 5 stars. Subscribe. We'd appreciate it.
We would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody.
Later.